Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Luke chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 7 through 14 to you. And he put forth this parable to those which were bidden, when he had marked how they chose out of the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room. Let a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when thou that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit in with meat with me. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, nor thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made of thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, and the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. Thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Let me remind you that a parable is something that is an illustration. It is symmetrical. The illustration is not the issue, the truth is. But the illustration, the parable itself, gives you the truth. Let me give you the parable and then let me give you the truth. Jesus tells the story of being invited to a wedding. And we shouldn't seek to sit in the highest places. We shouldn't go sit at the head table or closest to the head table. We shouldn't be putting ourselves where the VIPs are. If it's a business dinner, you shouldn't be trying to sit where the CEO or the president of the company sits. No, he says, put yourself in the lowest of positions. And if you were to be brought up into a higher position or closer to where these higher positions are, they'll come get you. But let them move you up. You don't put yourself there. We should not seek to move up on our own. Too many people are seeking popularity, seeking notoriety, seeking a position. They're seeking that which is not theirs to have. That is the parable. Now let me give you the truth. Number one, don't be a position seeker. Many people want to be noticed. We think that we're more important than we really are. Isn't it amazing how the guy that does French fries at McDonald's, and if you do so, I'm not criticizing, but someone who does nothing but makes French fries at McDonald's seems to know how to run the company better than the CEO. That's what God's talking about. We shouldn't have this attitude of, we know better because we can push a button on a fryer and put frozen French fries in and take hot fries out. When people go to a party, some go to an event or a dinner or something like that, some tend to want to be the center of attention of the host. It's almost like They want to be the most noticed person in the room. They want everyone to see them. These are people who press to sit at the head table, sit at the closest of where the action is. God says in Proverbs 8:16 that the man's gift bringeth him before great men. One of God's gift is that he'll allow you to be around great people. For some reason, God's allowed me to be around many great men. I've been around many great preachers. I think through the years, Dr. Lester Roloff, Dr. Joe Boyd, of course, Dr. Jack Hiles, Dr. Lee Robertson, Dr. Curtis Hudson, Dr. Tom Malone. And I could name many, many, many others. I'm not going to. But God allowed me to be around them. I didn't push my way in. I just got pulled up to being near them. Not too many years ago, I was preaching in another state. I was supporting a friend. Matter of fact, I didn't even go there to preach. I have preached in his church many a times, but he had built a new building, and I just wanted to be there to show my support. I didn't want anybody to know that I was even there necessarily. I wasn't there to be put on display. I just quietly showed up. That Sunday evening, he was introducing me to pray to close the service. And as he finished, another man stood and started praying. I didn't say a word. After the service, the pastor walked over to the guy and said, "What were you doing? I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Brother Bush." And he said, "Well, I didn't hear what you said. I just thought you were talking about me." That fellow was very known for seeking attention, seeking a position. I didn't care. I've closed many services in prayer, and it wasn't going to hurt me at all. But that man didn't realize how much he hurt himself. Number two, lifting yourself causes you to be abased. The word abase means to depress or make low, humiliate, to cast down. When we lift ourselves up, we're actually pushing ourselves down. When we lift ourselves up in attention or position that's not ours to have, it's going to knock us down. We're not as good or as important as we think we are. How about we not seek to be lifted up? How about we seek to lift someone else up? I have sat with and preached with and worked with and hosted many great people. I've never asked to do any of it. Be invited, don't seek it. Don't make the invitation yours. Allow somebody else to bring you up into it. And number three, and lastly, don't seek high society or powerful people. Be settled with the common people. Isn't it amazing that the Bible says that Jesus spoke to the common man? Matter of fact, in verses 12, 13, and 14, Jesus said, don't even go to the rich. Don't go to the wealthy. Don't go to the high society. When you do something, go get the poor, the halt, the maimed, the blind. And he said, they can't give you back. You do something for somebody, it can't give back to you. We should spend the bulk of our time with common people. Don't waste life thinking about that which you can't have. God promises to bless us even more when we're satisfied. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.